USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Representative Liz Cheney, the House Republican Conference Chair and third-ranking member of House leadership, says she will not resign after being censured by the Wyoming Republican Party for voting to impeach President Donald Trump.
Our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure.
Representative Cheney on Fox News Sunday. Iran's supreme leader says the U.S. must lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to its end of the nuclear deal with world powers. No deal, says President Biden on CBS.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lawmakers are calling for targeted payments as part of President Biden's stimulus package. If the administration has their way, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN State of the Union says the middle class would be included.
The exact details of how it should be targeted are to be determined, but struggling middle class families need help too.
Secretary Yellen said the president is willing to work with Congress to find a good structure for the payments. The CDC says 39 million of the 59 million COVID-19 vaccines distributed in the U.S. have been administered. More than 30 million people have received at least one dose. 8 million have gotten both doses of either the Moderna or Pfizer and BioNTech vaccines. 4 million of the 39 million doses administered so far have been in long-term care facilities. Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine is seeking emergency use authorization. It would be the third available vaccine in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
American Queen Steamboat Company and Victory Cruise Lines will require proof of coronavirus vaccinations in order for passengers to board their cruise ships starting in July. Company guidelines also stipulate that crew must be vaccinated. Cruises have been docked for many months due to the pandemic. Both cruise lines are resuming trips in April. Masks and temperature checks are required as well. Two congressmen are facing steep fines for not following security protocols at the U.S. Capitol.
Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert and Andrew Clyde each face a $5,000 fine for skipping metal detectors. They both evaded the metal detectors while entering the House on Thursday, according to a senior Democratic aide. Gohmert said the policy was unconstitutional and said he plans to appeal the fine. Clyde also said the rule was illegal. The fine can be appealed to the House Ethics Committee, but if the panel upholds the fine, it's deducted out of the lawmakers' paychecks. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Hundreds of protesters calling for the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gathered outside his official residence last night. Protesters want him to step down due to corruption charges and what they say is mismanagement of the country's coronavirus and economic crisis. Protesters in central Jerusalem have been gathering weekly for more than 7 months. The trial of Prime Minister Netanyahu for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes is set to resume this week. Super Bowl 55 coming up at 6:30 Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.